Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap-Up. I'm Amy, here, as always, with the lovely Haley. Is it still strong?
Oh, it's still strong, my friend.
I don't know. Were you up to anything while we were in this hiatus?
Oh, God, nothing really. No. Yeah. I just got casually legally wed, and I mean very casually. Very small ceremony.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I was not
Thanks.
There, but
I'm so sad. Next year, hopefully next year, hopefully things next will year. Be a little brighter, and we can celebrate together.
Yeah.
But, Amy, I feel like I've just met my all-time podcast co-host.
Has that ever been said before? I've been doing this a while, Haley. But
it's you. It's always you.
Aww,
it's always
you. Thank you. Yes, this is a little bit different. We've talked about it in, like, I don't know if everyone's heard us talk about it because we're covering Bachelor Greatest Seasons Ever. So I can understand if people weren't tuning in or checking those shows out. But the rumors of Claire's season came out and we discussed them at that time. At that time, we didn't name names of, like, who she was, like, had her sights set on. But I think it's pretty clear if you watch this episode. So I guess we're sort of spoiled, would you say? The show is spoiling us for Claire. What do you think?
Yeah, we're not the most unspoiled we've ever been. Mm-hmm. We often say we are unspoiled. We like to be unspoiled.
It's unavoidable.
It was unavoidable this season. So we do have an idea of what happens in some parts of the season. Once we get into the second half of the season, I have no idea. Amy, I don't think you have any idea of what goes on or even really who makes it that far.
Yeah, we think we know.
We know
the second bachelorette,
right? Yeah. Yes. But once that other bachelorette comes into play, we don't know. I don't know anything.
How they cast it, if it's just the same guys. We speculated all about it before, but we're still at that same level. But as far as with Claire, it was pretty hard to, you know, find any prospects for her other than, yeah, the one that she said, I met my husband out of the limo.
I mean, I guess she knows. They're not married yet, but, you know, we'll see. Hey, you know, she might not end up with Dale. We don't know.
Right.
She might end up with Canadian Blake.
Mm.
So that's...
Those are the only two guys
That's
she kissed, so I'm kind of just down to those two.
Are, like, the only two guys she talked to besides, like, Tyler C. and Yosef.
Right. That was way too much, Tyler C. and Yosef. It's like, they talked, then she talked to Yosef individually, had to bring them. I guess we can't have a Bachelorette premiere without some kind of drama like that, but I felt very unnecessary.
Can't wait. I feel like this premiere was able to stand on its own. And that was the only part that I didn't enjoy watching. I thought this premiere was super dynamic. At least for the first 20 minutes, I didn't even, like, pick up my phone to, you know, scroll through as I do often during The Bachelor because it can get boring.
This was a very different first 20 minutes than we've seen to any season.
I thought Claire was really engaging. I thought that was the case throughout the whole episode. I really liked her passion, her spirit. And I'm excited to see where she goes. Like, she's very much following her heart. I feel like the editing was very heavy-handed in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they want to show like, hey, we know what's going on. Mm-hmm. We're just going to blatantly show you what's going on so that there's no, like vagueness in it. I don't know.
Yeah, this is where I'm like struggling. I'm like, would I rather it be like this, where it's like, okay, it's obvious, like this is who she likes. And in other seasons of The Bachelorette, especially, we feel like, okay, it's obvious that this is the person they like, but it's like, there's still a sliver of doubt. You're like, well, they're kind of like flirty with this person. They have a cute connection with this person. But it's like, you follow the whole season and you're like, obviously they're going to pick this person. It's pretty clear from night one. And we've seen the first impression rose be sort of that telltale sign as well. Would we rather just like have this crazy switch up and just be like, let's yada yada past this and get someone new in here?
I think maybe, yeah. I'm excited to see where the yada yada gets us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I liked not all these guys, but there, I think I feel like I'm going to miss out on like what a normal season would have been like, but because of the circumstances, we couldn't really have a normal season. It's just, I feel like it was well cast for Claire and these guys have no chance now, right? So mm-hmm. I kind of feel bad for them that way. And just especially the ones who get cut night one, maybe they don't get to come back or don't want to come back. I wouldn't blame them. So, you know, will they ever, I guess they have that Bachelor in Paradise chance. If there's a Bachelor in Paradise at La Quinta at some point, we see night one people make it in there, but it just felt a little odd to me with like all the limo entrances and then one that was like so different from the rest.
Yeah. It felt weird. I don't know. I liked it. It felt weird. Like you said, I just don't think we could have had a normal, like we could be doing things normal anyway. So the fact that it's so messy, I think I don't mind.
Yeah, and there's things we can get into in terms of, like, I'm very strong on one theory about whether they've talked or not. I've seen other people come out on the opposite side of me, so I'm curious to hear about you, what you think.
Sure.
But let's start out with how the show starts out, and did you think that they were going to go so heavy into talking about COVID, talking about quarantine, as they did?
I kind of didn't want them to, just because I'm... Like, I don't think I'm over it. Like, I don't think I'm alone and I'm not trying to be ignorant and et cetera, et cetera. But it's just like, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't want to think about it anymore. I'm, you know, and having to talk and think about it with The Bachelor, it's just like, oh, okay, we got it. Whatever.
Yeah, I think they had their responsibility.
No,
we don't need to see it. I think we could have had Chris saying like, here's like, just kind of giving us the lowdown and giving us more specifics, like the guys are isolated for 14 days or something. I think they need to show that, like, hey, we're taking this seriously and
yeah,
we did these extra measures. But yeah, we don't need like a lighthearted montage about the test. Like, let's not discourage people from getting a test or being, you know, by making it look like it's so terrible or something if they need to get a test.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Claire skipping around like, yay, we can kiss. What's that?
I've also heard it's not as bad as it
looks. That's what I've heard too. I've heard there's like different versions too. So some like go further up the nose than others. But yeah, like it was just a little weird for Claire to be like, yeah, we can like make out and not worry about catching COVID. And it was a strange mix. But I did think the show did a really good job of making me not miss the Bachelor Mansion at all. I didn't feel like we were lacking anything in terms of, it felt still familiar once like the limos pulled up and all of that.
Yeah, I also didn't miss it. I really don't think I'm going to miss like the travel aspect of it either. Like, I obviously miss the travel porn.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going to miss what they think adds to the show.
Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. We also saw home videos from Claire, like phone videos, the vertical video mm-hmm. on our screen. Videos with her dog. Looked like her dog was like wearing her sweatshirt at one point, making cookies. Did you relate to any of these quarantine activities that Claire was biding her time with?
Dressing up the cat for sure. Making baked goods, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Laying on the couch, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
making ridiculous videos. I don't know if I did enough of that, actually.
Right. Yeah. And we get, we see the exterior of our house. So I'm picturing like,
it's a beautiful house. It's
gorgeous. Like the producer's driving up and like, this is the only shot we can really show. And Claire, you're on your own.
Do you think that's her house? Do you think that's her actual house? Or it's like an Airbnb in Sacramento?
Interesting.
Like, what is real estate pricing like in Sacramento?
That's a good question, because it is a gorgeous home. Yeah, I took it that it was her house, but because would she be at a, yeah, I guess they could drive by and establish, have an establishing shot of any gorgeous home, but I haven't followed her Instagram enough to really know. And I think you could really see that where Claire was coming from and like wondering if this was going to happen at all. I would think I would have been feeling like it wasn't going to happen.
I would also feel like that. I thought that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so then we have, she talks a little bit about her mom. Her mom has Alzheimer's and dementia. So
that's yeah, a tough one. That makes me so sad. And the fact that she was saying, you know, like, oh, I can only see my mom and talk to her through the glass. Like, I wanted to just like cry. Like that is so sad to me.
Yeah. It's really sad.
Because her mom probably just doesn't have like any clue what's going on. And even even explaining it to her over and over again, that's just really devastating, honestly.
Right. And then we had a little bit different in terms of like seeing the guys arriving too. We didn't get the typical intro packages that we see. And I know that some of the guys, you would have think that they had already had that footage because they were ready to start like the show. The guys were in LA and then it was canceled. So, but not all of the guys were cast that way. They were cast later on. So do you think it was because of that or because of how this first part of the season plays out that we instead we just kind of see them like some of them driving to Palm Springs, their own home videos again, or flying and just wearing the mask and that kind of thing?
Yeah. And I think it's probably a combination of, you know, not all guys were cast when it was originally going to start. I kind of liked this little bit of a different intro to them. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe it leads to us not like, I'm not sure if you feel the same way, but like, mm-hmm. I feel like I don't really know many of the guys that well. Maybe having the no intro packages was part of it.
Yeah, I feel that way too. And I think that combined with we didn't do our draft, we did the first look with Bryce. And then when the rumors started happening, it's like, well, it doesn't really make sense to do the draft. So, yeah, I think that, like, I was trying to, like, catch, like, who didn't make it, and I didn't know the names, and we usually, like, I feel like I kind of, after reading bios, get a little sense of them, and see a video package, and get a little more sense of their personality, and so in one way, it's like, okay, they're all kind of a blank slate, but then at the end of the episode, it was like, I couldn't really distinguish, like, why that person might have been eliminated over the other, so we did see a little bit of them. We got some sense of personality based on how they were spending their time in their individual suites at La Quinta. So did any of these like quarantine activities strike you as something you might do if you were locked in?
Resort? Except none. I'd say none of them except like staring at the ceiling in despair. don't sign me up to play chess against myself. Never mind with other people. I do not know how to play chess.
I think he would have been good for Big Brother. I think.
Yeah, really.
Jumping on the bed, crafting Claire out of towels in your hot tub.
that was funny.
Yeah. Let's see. That was Mike. That was the Canadian. And I really thought he was going somewhere, but they showed him a lot and he did not last. Let's see. Bennett doing the sheet mask. reading about emotional intelligence and name dropping Harvard to himself. That was fun. And then Ben, a couple of them were actually really like thriving on their own. Ben was like juggling, meditating. Easy said it was like training camp for football. So I guess I appreciate the positive attitude. I would have been going a little stir crazy.
Do you think they're allowed to watch TV?
That's what my boyfriend was asking. I'm like, he's like, they obviously could watch TV. And I was like, I don't think so. I don't know.
I would die if I had to quarantine for 2 weeks and couldn't watch TV.
I would hope they had like DVDs or something, but
like anything, something, anything.
TV. Yeah.
Ugh.
I know.
That is not how I want to live my life.
Yeah. And so then we have Claire doing the limo entrances, kind of standard, except then Chris pulls her aside right away. We see like her bachelorette entrance and her sparkly dress. And we don't usually have that. It's usually Chris is talking to them at some other point. So I thought that was the only thing that threw me off. Is like, wait, this isn't the normal order. He's usually like, all right, here come the guys. You know, he's like, no, let's go talk first.
And I liked that, I think.
Okay.
I liked them talking that night.
Maybe they couldn't have, like, didn't have time to talk before because it was like, we just got our test. And yeah. Then, like, filming is going to start because we've already waited long enough. And yeah, so at that point, they talk about her dad. We learned about this when she appeared on, like, The Greatest Seasons Ever over Skype and talked to Chris. And then I guess she had talked about it on Juan Pablo's season as well. But, you know, she has that DVD from her dad that's supposed to be shown to her future husband. Do you see that as a segment that we're going to be getting during the season? Like, I don't think the producers will let us not, like see a clip of this DVD. Even though it's, like, so private.
I just feel like it's not for us.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of hope we don't. Not that I hope she doesn't, like, have someone to show it to, but
I hope that we aren't a part of it.
Yeah. And then this kind of becomes, like, her line throughout the night is, like, thank you for showing up. She says that would have been her dad's advice, not really advice, just like, I'm proud of you for showing up, because she keeps showing up. Basically, she keeps showing up to these opportunities and not giving up on love. And then let's meet the guys. They still do the limo entrances. I thought they created the driveway pretty well. Mm-hmm. There's just not a mansion behind it. There was just a lot of foliage to cover up. That I think did they have a fountain too? Like, I think they brought stuff in to make it look pretty similar. All right, so let's talk about the highs and lows of limo entrances. What was memorable in a bad or good way for you?
My favorite was the jumping through the banner.
Okay, I really like that one too. That was something we haven't seen.
No, I liked it a lot. I thought it was kind of like dynamic and fun and something interesting, but not too wild. I'd have to say my least favorite was probably the straitjacket.
Okay. It was, yeah, that was not good. I think, especially since he wore it the entire night, it was very creepy. That was tied, I guess, for me, because with the prop and of the ring box that was farting and moving.
I hated that. Big, big, big hate.
And
there.
That was the guy that, like, from the photos, like, we're like, this guy, like, definitely that was one of the Zachs, because we've seen that move before where it's like, get down on one knee and, like, do the proposal, but it's like a genuine but, like, fake, you know, like, just sort of like, oh yeah, like, what, wouldn't that be funny if, which I don't love, but at least that's like, you're not sort of like making fun of, like, getting proposed to and using potty humor in it. Like, it just doesn't seem like a good mix.
I will say I did love the pregnancy one. I thought that was a nice, funny callback.
That was. Yeah. Like, I liked how she was like, or is it like quarantine, you know, and that she could tell right away that he was making that homage to her. And he had a really good energy. I thought that was cute, too. He just kind of laughed about it. And yeah, I liked them together. Let's see. Who else did I? There was some food involved, moon pies and popcorn. Easy was saying that it was becoming a potluck. I don't know if it went that far, but
that was snacks. A pretty funny line to
you
me.
Know, I like Easy a lot. Yeah, I'm glad he's around for a little while at least. Blake Moynes. So we actually have two Blake M's, so we have to even say their last name. He was the Canadian. He said, I've been waiting 4 months. I wanted to tell you something. And then he wouldn't tell her what it was. And I don't think we ever learned what that was. And then he was the one that reached out to her that we know about.
And we had a comment actually about Blake Moynes from Will Holston in our thread. He said, Haley, since I assume all Canadians know each other, can you introduce me to bearded Canadian dog guy Blake?
Yeah.
He actually used to work at the same company as Ethan's sister.
No way.
Yeah. They never crossed paths, but But like everyone she works with like knows the guy.
That's so funny.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's weird. And do you know the Canadian Mike, the digital media specialist as well?
No, he's from Calgary, so okay. A little bit farther away.
All right, maybe we'll have to ask Kristen McInnes if she knows. Yeah. Some other, let's see. Well, what did you think of the two vehicles, the station wagon and the Rolls Royce back to back?
I thought the station wagon was kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of reminiscent of the minivan from Garrett, which Becca was a big fan of.
Mm-hmm.
I will say the Rolls Royce does nothing for me. Like, I don't care about cars, and it's obvious that you're just showing off.
Right. Yeah, I agree. The white scarf does even less for me. I'm just not a fan of that look. I couldn't tell. Like, it was hard for me with Tyler C. to, like, I like the entrance, but then it was like, he seemed so sincere. I was like, did he drive this from West Virginia? Is this his car? Like, I don't know. Like, whereas like with Garrett and the minivan, you could tell it was like, yeah, I got this, like, you know, rented this, but clearly he didn't drive it from West Virginia, but he was just so like earnest about it.
This dude was too earnest.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll get into that. Kenny, he had her dogs on his shirt underneath his blazer.
Amazing. I did love that. I think I genuinely LOL'd at this one.
That was also original. And I think that helped him. He said, you know, at the roast ceremony, he's like, I'm just relying on the fact that I put her dogs on the t-shirt and that's all I have to go on. And I think it worked. Let's see. Ben was the first one out of the limo and he just had her like, do you want to do a deep breath with me? We've seen that done before, but it seems like it always works. It's not like amazing, but it's also sort of like, hey, let's both calm down and like take in the moment.
And I think Claire is very much into that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it worked extra well for her.
Right. I liked Mike bringing the sandals, like the beaded, like kind of glitzy flats.
Yeah, I thought that was a cute move too.
Yeah. So a few like new things. What about AJ's first impression? He said, my friends say that I have terrible first impressions. Let's hope that that's not the case tonight.
But then he gave a terrible first impression.
Yeah.
Because didn't he like talk endlessly or something?
And squeezed your hands like way too hard too.
Mm-hmm. Did he make it through the night?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I'm bad for him. Chasen wearing the night costume. I was not a fan. I
hated it.
Now, we've seen that way back when, and the guy like wore it all night. So at least he took it off and said, like, I've shed my armor for you. But he just didn't feel like he was like into it. Like, he just sort of was like, yeah, I'm doing this.
He wasn't convinced by himself.
Right. All right. Well, let's talk about Dale's entrance.
I mean, it makes me laugh because he wasn't at the beginning or at the very end. Like, he wasn't in a wifey spot.
I was so sure he was going to be at the end.
He was like almost buried. And they had to, when he came out, I thought he was the last guy.
Yeah.
And then they had like five more nobodies after him.
They definitely yada yada. It was like, she's like, well, obviously I'd like to meet all the guys. It's like, no, you wouldn't. Claire, you're just ready to go inside right now. So I actually have like some of this dialogue, because this is where like I'm on the side that I am, you cannot convince me that they did not like speak multiple times during quarantine. I just like, it was so familiar. I don't know. And then other people are saying, because she told Blake, like, you're the only guy that reached out, that then, oh, she didn't talk to Dale. What do you think?
Well, because I'm so easily convincible, I think. Once I heard her say to Blake that, you're the only guy who reached out, well, then that made me be like, oh, well, then she didn't talk to anyone else. But maybe.
Yeah.
Now, well, it's just coming to me now that maybe she reached out to him.
Exactly.
Right? Maybe she reached out to Dale.
Right. That's the one thing where it's like the wording of it. You're like, well, okay, maybe like he's the only one that like he broke the rules. Like, he was the one who was like, okay, I see you're going through a hard time or whatever. I don't even know if he would know she's going, maybe like they were following each other or something, but he actually reached out, or I don't know if they would be allowed to follow each other either. So So I don't know how that happened, but I don't know. There was just so many like things that she said or that even Dale said. Like Dale, I mean, you could fall in love with him, right? When he walks a little. But it's just like they had this ease together.
Yeah.
And like she like had like kind of a different like demeanor right away. And like she looked him up and down and was like, nice to meet you, Dale. And then winked at him when she's like, yeah, I think so too. And she didn't have any of that with anybody else, you know? So I feel like she would have like, she would kind of say to the other guys like, oh, he was so sweet. Or like, thank you for coming. It seemed like she was like waiting for this guy to show up. You know,
hey, you've convinced me.
Maybe like she was just stalking him on social media, but
it just, yeah, like their rapport was just too familiar. And it was, I don't know, I've never cried like that when meeting somebody.
Yeah, like even just like first off, like she was like, come on over. Like, I don't know, that doesn't seem like if she was saying that to everybody, like that might be like, hey, like come over. But
yeah.
And then like, oh, I needed this hug so bad. Like, you have no idea. Like, can you believe we're finally here? And it's been a long time coming. And then she was so nervous, like when they kissed for the first impression, or he was like, and it was just like, I've waited for this. I don't know. It just seems like they were like pent up something, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, you know, like I just think of like people who like date long distance or something, or like it's like she was meeting her like internet boyfriend.
Yeah, and like it's like when we met for the first time after being friends for so
like,
long.
Oh, you're like real, you're normal.
Yeah,
yeah. And that it was like, okay, like and then how she said, I knew it, you know, like she was like relieved that he was like who she thought he was, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And that they had the chemistry. She was like, I knew it. Because you like, yeah, you wouldn't really know. But it's like, yeah, I wasn't catfished or something. Yeah. So I think Dale is a better actor. Like he was like, hey, like my name's Dale. And she was just like, she was like right away, like talking to Chris, like with Dale, it was so different. And like, you'd think that you'd even like, if you were so overcome, you'd forget the name that they said, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then when they were talking later on and she was like, yeah, my mom. And he's like, how's your mom doing? It just seemed like he knew something.
Yeah. And that's interesting. And that kind of like piqued my interest as well, because as somebody who follows The Bachelor a lot and is pretty in with what's going on, I had no idea that her mom had dementia or anything.
Right.
I feel like it would have maybe been said, and maybe it's not, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was pretty surprised that he was like, yeah, how is your mom? I was like, what?
Yeah, I don't think it was like something like wildly that she brought up or anything. Yeah, because I didn't know that either. And then what did you think of Chris coming out after that? Because we see him come out kind of checking in, like, okay, are you ready to meet the second half of the guys? Or, but he doesn't really like talk about anyone in particular or react to something that they said.
And that's probably what made me think it was the end of the guys, was Chris Harrison.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if at some point Claire said, yeah, Dale and I have been in contact. I think things might go really well with him. And then after her big reaction, because yeah, like I'm sorry, Chris Harrison wasn't like lurking in the corner and heard her whisper under her breath like, I think that's my husband. Like, I don't think that's what happened.
Did you just say, did I hear you say that? Yeah, like he's off somewhere else, right? That's so funny. Yeah, why would they like make it's like they wanted that soundbite or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so then she's like, well, okay, let's meet the other guys that are left, which they just kind of breeze through. No more memorable entrances after that. And then she comes in, they have their typical cocktail party with a few mini dates. Did any of those little like interactions stand out to you at all?
Not that I can think of right now, but I'm sure if you remind me, I will.
One guy had like one of those carnival games, like where it's like you hit the mallet and then the bell rings like, oh, first kiss or engaged or something. I think that was Ben. And then the only one that I kind of that stood out really was Joe had Origami. That was like the Animal World Bachelor or something.
That was funny.
Yeah. So she liked that. And then it really just seemed to become the Yosef Tyler show, which was really like drawn out because first, okay, if I remember correctly, Tyler was kind of talking to some of the guys like, yeah, I know something about him. I don't know if I'm going to bring it up. I think I'll just bring it up to him. Brought it up to Yosef. What is your understanding of what he was saying? Friend of a friend, something. How does he know? Like, how do they have these mutual friends?
Because they come from a similar place in Texas or something like that, or he knows somebody in West Virginia. I don't know. Okay. Anyway, what I understand is a friend of Tyler's was DM'd by Yosef.
Okay. Yeah. And it was like, and then when they were talking to Claire, he made it seem like it was like some kind of like mass text, like, hey, good morning, like checking in with mm-hmm. you kind of thing. And then it seemed like it was resolved when Yosef was like, no, it wasn't anything. And then it seemed like Tyler was like, okay, fine. Like, it didn't seem like Tyler was going to do any more about it from the way I read the situation. But then Yosef decides to like get ahead of it and go to Claire and say, hey, this guy's saying stuff about me. It's not true. What did you think of that move? Was that necessary?
I think maybe it was necessary.
Okay.
Because he doesn't know what he's saying to him, right? I think that's not completely unreasonable.
Yeah, like he doesn't know anything about the fact that he brought it up. Is he going to trust that he's not going to bring it up at another point?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was with Easy. I mean, like, just get rid of both of them.
I thought this was going to happen.
Yeah. Like, is it worth keeping Yosef around?
No.
It seemed like she was a little familiar with him too. Like she was calling him Yo. I don't remember him saying like, call me Yo. Like it seemed like she like, I would be curious to see like how many of these guys were like introduced before and how many of these guys that she kept were part of the original cast and how many were like of the eliminated were part of the newbies.
Mm-hmm.
Like how much was like research, like a part of it for her or maybe mm-hmm. like pre-contact or whatever. But I'm not going to take the time to do it.
Yeah,
that's a lot of links I'd have to pull up.
If somebody else wants to tell us, amazing.
Right.
Actually, Emily, sure. I bet this is, I bet you have some spreadsheets about this. let me know.
Yeah, I would love to know like original cast versus like new crop that were brought in. So then her move when Yosef is doing that, she's like, wait right there. I'm going to go get him and you guys are going to work it out.
Great move.
Mm-hmm. And then she just kind of like peaced out after a little bit. Like, okay, you guys continue. It seemed like this took up a lot of the night, not just for us, but the night of the guys, because a lot of guys were talking about how they didn't get to talk to her. And it seemed like even more than normal. There's usually a few, but I was kind of surprised by the number of guys and like Claire even like kind of openly admitting, like, I feel bad. I didn't get to talk to everyone. Whereas usually they kind of try to hide that fact, I feel like that they don't talk to everybody. So they're blaming,
but it just felt like so obvious that she didn't talk to a bunch of people,
right? But was it because of Yosef and Tyler or that she wanted to hang out with Dale?
Like, why not both?
They made out a lot, right?
Her kissing him was odd. Like, she wanted that, she was waiting for that kiss and he like didn't really go in for it, but she went in for it. I thought mm-hmm. that was probably one of the most awkward kisses of Bachelor mm-hmm. franchise.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't like think about it too much. I was just paying attention to like what they were saying. I was like, okay, is this like they knew each other? Because he was like, he said something like, oh, I'm so nervous. I'm not nervous. Like, yeah, she was like pulling him in and he like pulled back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had an interesting line where when he was in his ITM, he said something like, even though it was all in one night, we connected on so many different levels. We'll probably fall asleep. Da, da, da. Oh, wait. Yeah, Claire's on my mind. I'll just say that. So it seemed like he was more like, if he is like trying to deny something or make it seem like more like they weren't breaking the rules, he would like have those lines like, or maybe they told him to say that. Like,
Right.
You know, because if, it, yeah, like you said, maybe she like let the producers know, like, yeah, like some of these guys I've been talking to, or like, I think we'll hit it off or something.
That's all. Yeah. Because it all just seems a little heavy handed.
Yeah. Yeah. What did you think when she pulled Blake aside and was like, you were the only one to break the rules? I thought she was
I was worried he was getting kicked off for a
Same.
Second.
Yeah. I thought like,
I think strange. He thought that maybe too.
Yeah, probably. And then after he was like, he went in for the kiss and it wasn't as passionate as with, and he said it was like, it was awkward with Dale, but I still feel like they both wanted it. This one, he took the risk to go in for the kiss and she seemed okay with it. But I think he was expecting that first impression rose after that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't see why he wouldn't think right. that. Mm-hmm. From like what information he has, like he mm-hmm. would be a shoo-in for that.
Yeah.
He doesn't know that when Dale stepped out of the limo, she was like, oh, well, that's my husband.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we've seen previews where it's like, it seems like that's gonna be what causes like all these guys to get really upset. We see like things we've seen before in previews where it's like, should we all just walk out right now? Like we saw that on Peter's season, that didn't really happen how we thought. But I got kind of annoyed by these previews where I was like, oh, they just seem really entitled. Like that guy Kenny, like, well, do we just get a new bachelorette in here now? Like, it's like, hey, like this is still Claire's season. Like it didn't seem like they weren't reacting well to be like, we just want her to be happy kind of thing. And maybe, yeah. you know, if it's like week two or something, you're not going to react well. But I don't know. I was just kind of like, this is going to be interesting how it plays out. So we have the rose ceremony. She says she didn't get to chat to everyone. I had to go to Wikipedia to figure out who she eliminated because it was not very clear. And I didn't remember all of these guys. But Paige, 37, he's the chef from New Mexico. Jeremy, 40, who I think we all liked in our first look. He's a banker, and we didn't have professions at that time either. No. So
we basically went off of location right, and face.
Right. She got rid of like a lot of the older guys. Jeremy was the oldest. Mike, 38, I thought they showed him a lot. And so I was kind of surprised, although he did not look like as brawny. Some of these guys did not really match up with their photos. Like he looked like he was like some outdoorsy, woodsy, and maybe he is, but then he did look more like a digital media specialist. He looked more like an indoor kid after that in person. He was eliminated. Tyler C, she cut, the one who the station wagon and brought up.
He was Joseph. 27.
Yeah. He was young.
I looked at Ethan. I was like, he is your age. Can you imagine dating somebody who is 39?
Yeah.
Like, I would be weirded out if we had a bachelor who was 39 and was dating like a 27-year-old. Like, that's just, it's not my thing. Mm-hmm. If that is your thing, have at her. Mm-hmm. If everyone is happy.
I think it might be Claire's thing, though, because she kept a lot of the 27-year-olds, too. Chris, also 27. Landscape salesman, didn't see much of him. AJ, she cut, 28. They had that awkward interaction. He thought it went well. And then Jordan M, cybersecurity engineer. Robbie S, 31, insurance broker. So they actually have the bios up of these guys on ABC now. And let's see if there's anything notable about any of these guys of why they might have gotten eliminated, any red flags in their bio, but let's see. AJ. Let's see. AJ grew up in a Muslim household thanks to a strong bond with his mom. He has a sincere respect for women. He learned how to make candles during quarantine. It says he's excited to share his cultural background with Claire. Okay, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, I don't think we get many Muslim people on the show. And I think that's very interesting.
Yeah, and that would have been neat to have an intro package from him.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think Mike, like I thought, should have stayed. Jeremy, like, it says he was the oldest bachelorette contestant to ever come on The Bachelorette. So I'm bummed that the 40-year-old got eliminated, even though did not really pop on screen for me, but he was like a front runner just based off a photo to me and like age. Let's see. I think they all have like fast facts about what they did during quarantine. During quarantine, Jeremy developed a love for painting and taught himself how to rollerblade. Coming for Nick Vial's Instagram.
If this was your bachelorette bio, what would your in quarantine I did this?
Oh, in quarantine. It's weird because now quarantine has been so long. I feel like there's been phases. Like maybe like make more coffee drinks at home.
Ooh.
Because like early on I wasn't going to the drive-thru or anything. Mm-hmm. And then later on, like get addicted to like Etsy shopping again, you know, like online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I got really addicted to like buying used books because I can't go to the library. Yeah, probably like thriftbooks.com. It's probably like would be like my new favorite like website and stuff. Yeah. What about you?
Ooh, I'd say mine was like rediscovered her childhood love for The Sims. Ooh. And never stopped playing.
Nice.
I'd say first week of quarantine, I bought it on a whim because it was $5. But now I've played into their trap and bought like 6 expansion packs, a couple of stuff packs. Like it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing how far into it I am now.
It's good to have something to do.
I feel like this is a bad thing to do. Like it sucks up so much of my time. Oh. Like I could be doing other things.
Yeah.
But I am true. Not. Like,
I think like a lot of my bio would be like, she thought she would be doing these things. Like she thought she would like learn to get organized or, you know, like,
yeah,
discover like, a love of cleaning.
And in like, my quarantine, I've just fallen into a deeper depression than I was before.
Exactly. Exactly. Sat wondering why Survivor isn't filming or, you know, when The Bachelorette's coming back. And yeah, getting really upset that Big Brother is terrible.
Questioning all of her life choices.
Yeah. Oh, see, I think Jeremy would have been like a top pick for me. It's like it says he spends as much time as he can mentoring children with disabilities. His favorite thing about Claire is that she talks to raccoons and he can't wait to get in on the conversation. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. We like that.
Yeah. I will say I was thinking about it and we usually get burnt out at the end of Bachelor in Paradise. Mm-hmm. Because we had just talked about The Bachelorette and then Bachelor in Paradise back to back, where I feel like we did a longer stretch this time around. We had maybe 3 or 4 weeks off in between The Bachelor and Listen to Your Heart, and then Bachelor Greatest of All Time kind of started off right after that was done, and I never felt burnt out. I was like raring to go for this.
That's true. Quarantine like reinvigorated us for like appreciating what we can about this franchise.
Or maybe it broke us.
Maybe. Paige, I think I can see, like, he had an awkward exit. Like, he has his heart tattooed over on his chest. Like, that's like Casey vibes for me.
Also, I read something online that his finger tattoos say soup nuts.
What?
But, and I guess he, like, clarified it and it says soup to the nuts, soup to nuts, which is like a phrase of some sort.
Soup to nuts. I've heard that phrase, but I
have
don't.
You?
Yeah, but like, I've only heard it like in like a weird, like a mnemonic device in school or something. I don't even remember what that was. What could that be? Someone will tell us. But
I've never heard it before. Because I like I heard him say yeah, soup to nuts. It's like to make like it's like, as if it's like going to make sense.
Yeah, not like a. It doesn't seem like a phrase that would really resonate with anyone anyway, but I think it means like the whole shebang or something. Like you do everything from, I don't even eat nuts with soup. Like, that makes sense. But yeah, I think that's what it is. I was trying to pull up his, but it's not coming up for me. But yeah, he seemed awkward. And then Robbie, was he like one of the floral shirt guys? Jordan, I think I was surprised about. Wasn't he the tall drink of water?
He was so tall. I was like, how do you send this guy home?
Yeah.
He's 6'7". You don't send a guy who's 6'7" home. What are you doing, Claire? Ooh, boy, was he tall. Yeah. God, I was a big fan of that.
Yeah, and she had velvet shoes. Yeah, I thought he was smooth. But, yeah. I guess if you know what you want, then, yeah. I guess, what is she basing it on? Who she wants to hang out with? Who she thinks, like, deserves another chance?
I don't know.
I guess if I was in that situation, you're like, well, the ones who are originally cast, maybe you want to, like they've stuck with it. Because some of them opted out after, you know, quarantine or couldn't participate. So it's like the guys that came in that were like 130 days later or something. I haven't had a hug in 6 months kind of thing. We'll have to keep them around. So that's where we're at. We have some questions. And then I forgot to bring up any news up top. Has any stories from Bachelor Nation that we haven't discussed? I don't think we've talked about the whole Colton thing. I don't know that I want to.
No. Believe women when they say that men are creepy creeps. Because Colton is a creepy creep. There was one story and I did not fully read it. So whatever. That Luke P has to pay $170,000 because he did interviews before he was supposed to.
Oh, really? Oh my gosh. That's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it can tell too that they'd probably enforce it more for people that like they don't really like. Yeah. Yeah, because we brought up Rebecca and Garrett got broken up. There's some random new podcast. You know, there's always like a Bachelor Nation podcast, but it's like grocery store Joe.
It's like Hannah they pick three names out of a hat.
Yeah. And Tayshia, right? Like Tayshia's gonna be hosting a show during like potentially her season airing.
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah. That's very random. And then I think I heard like they were saying Matt's season was filming, then they were denying it. So I don't know if it was filming or not. But
then he say like goodbye off the film. So
yeah, I'm trying to like stay away from anything about that season. So all right. We have a question from Melina Lacagenius. Between Bennett and Yosef, who will be the actual villain this season? Both have potential in my eyes.
I don't know. I think the real villain is going to be whoever says you're the oldest bachelorette ever.
Oh, yeah. Expected more from the oldest bachelorette.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have to think that's a reaction to like them getting like mad that she's like, nope, there's no rose ceremony tonight. Like, I made my decision or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or it looks like, I mean, we see her in bed with Dale and then Chris Harrison saying, like, what the path you're on is not good for you, not good for the guys. Or maybe it's not that it's not good for her, but.
And then he said, congratulations, you blew up the Bachelorette. Do you think he was being rude? Like, do you think he was scolding her?
That's not how I took it, but like it was giving me vibes of like, you know, Caitlyn's season where they like seemed to punish her for like not following the rules with Nick, even though like her season continued on. And it's not like she decided at that point, but it seemed like he had some like something he was basing it on. Like, this is not a good path to be on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, yeah, it's not good for the show if like you don't have anything to, you know, any stories to create, but yeah, it was odd. And then there's some other line where it's like Dale is not who she thinks he is or something. So yeah, whoever says those two things. Bennett, like, I don't know if he like seemed villain or if he just seemed like he couldn't relate to the guys and they couldn't really relate to him.
Yeah, like, he seems like an odd duck.
Yeah. Will Harrington, is Dale going to get the Jordan Rogers edit of others, saying he's not there for the right reasons, like the preview suggests, since he too seems like the obvious front runner. Yeah, what are they going to find about Dale, do you think? They're going to create something?
I don't know, but I do like this point. Like, I like that it maybe that's in the preview for us to cast a little doubt on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I'm very easily swayable, so I'm like, oh, that makes total sense. Of course, that must be it.
Yeah, I can see it. Like, okay, Jordan, Dale, both like football players. Like, oh, he's just here for, you know, other opportunities or something, that they're going to create that just about, I don't know, like something like that. Like, they'll all kind of gang up on him.
Yeah. A lot of football players on this season.
Yeah. Easy. And then the pregnant belly guy. And there were like a few lawyers. There's usually trends like that. Billy Westcott, what were your favorite entrances of the night? Always the most fun part. So we talked about easy, like jumping through the banner, your future husband. And then, yeah, I like the sandals, even though it didn't seem to work. And then, let's see. And I like that they still seemed like they could do a lot of things that I was kind of worried that the limo entrances wouldn't be like that impressive. Like, I guess they could get cars, they couldn't get animals, although she had her dogs with her, and it seemed like some of the other guys brought their dogs. Maybe
very here for that.
Yeah, and even like her bigger dog got to come out at some point, hang out with the guys. That was fun. Well, Holston, is there a COVID related reason why all the men were forbidden from wearing long pants and socks, or is this just a new fashion trend I'm not aware of?
I think maybe they just couldn't get a tailor.
Maybe.
I had to get them off the rack suits.
But they forgot to like pack socks. I know it was Bennett's was wearing a scarf, but I think it was like 110 degrees.
So.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason why nobody was wearing socks. Like, I know I don't wear socks from, I'd say, April till about now.
Yeah. It's true. Yeah, that could be. And then Will Holston, which of these men do you think Barb would like the most?
I think maybe she'd like Bennett.
Maybe, yeah. Malia Eggleston, is it just me, or did we really not get to know any of the guys? I seriously can name only about three of the guys after watching that. Dale, Canada Blake, and Moon Pie Yosef. All right, that's a good name for him. No, not just you. It's like a struggle for me.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of like J names. There's a lot of double names. It seemed like she kept a lot of the, like she kept both of the Blakes. Justin Feinberg, will you stand for this Benoit erasure? It's a very
absolutely
good point.
Not. No. I will not. I was devastated. I was waiting.
One of their shows, and it's like she has been proposed to before. Like, I feel like that could be part of the story. Like, I thought like it was going to work out. It seems like they're just trying to erase it, like that wasn't really anything serious. And she talked about how like she always goes for the jerks, and he's not a jerk. Like, and I think I heard about them like filming segments together,
really,
before, like when it was like
before
original.
We closed the border.
Yeah, before. Yeah, exactly. Like the original time. Meg, do you buy that Blake Moynes was the only one who reached out pre-show?
Am I a sucker for like kind of believing it? Like, why would she pointedly say it if it wasn't true?
I know, that's what I'm wondering. Like, is it something that like it's to divert attention away, or is it, I have to think that it's like maybe he like deliberately reached out. And other ones, like, she was, like, reaching out.
Yeah, I think for Dale, I think it was the case that she reached out to him, maybe.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if they were, like, this is against the rules, you know, if you contact, like, I would be scared to do that. You know, like, he could have been,
totally.
Like, she could have said, oh, he reached out to me, and then he went to been on the show.
Yeah.
And maybe she couldn't say anything until he got there. Nick Sabetta. So if Yosef was DMing girls during quarantine, how much blame do you put on him if they were stuck in quarantine for like 3 months? I feel like it's hard to expect them to just put everything on hold until they finally find a way to shoot the season. For all he knew, they may have ended up postponing filming until now or next spring. Obviously, it's an issue if there's a girl back home that thinks they're dating, but if there isn't, I don't think there's really too much of an issue with it.
Yeah, I think there's a point to be made there. I think the biggest issue is if he's sending mass DMs mm-hmm. to women.
Right.
Like if you're one of those guys who sends a message to 20 girls and they're all accidentally in the same chat.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, girl, what's up? Like, sure, then we have an issue. But I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to expect some guy to be like, hey, yeah, I'll just not talk to anyone.
Yeah. And I think that's where Claire was coming from, because the way she kind of questioned him, she was like, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have someone that back home that thinks you're the girlfriend? That seemed to be where she drew the line. She didn't say, like, did you talk to anyone else? No.
Well, because, like, she was also talking to other people, it seemed like.
Exactly. And then the wonderful Jessica Lee says, is Jay, the straitjacket dude, going to be like that guy in Ashley's season who wore a mask for the first 3 episodes? I assume someone let him out eventually because I don't think he had it on for the rose ceremony, but will he have to keep wearing it on future group dates? I think he did have it on for the rose ceremony.
I thought so, too.
I was like, why isn't he taking it off? Like, Chasen can shed his armor. Like, don't be like the creepy guy that wears the mask or the, you know, the night costume. I forgot that the guy wore it for so long.
Embarrassing for everyone. Yeah.
But Jay seemed to think, like, this, I'm the most dedicated one because he was wearing that. How does that translate?
No bueno, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully it's gone. I don't want to see it next week. So what are your predictions, Haley? How many, like, episodes of Claire do you think we're going to get? Are they going to, like, kind of split it half and half?
As far as what I've heard, mm-hmm. and stop me if this is too spoilery, is that we get down to 15 guys. And I believe Chris Harrison says in the preview, there's 15 of you, or like, oh, I don't know how the 15 of you feel. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think there was something along those lines. So it'd be like
16 guys, maybe. If the other one. Okay, so that seems like it would be maybe like only one more episode, right? Because we already got rid of, she started with 31. We got rid of 8.
Right.
So
I would say 3 episodes probably.
Okay. Yeah. Or like, yeah, because it'll be like a to be continued. They're not going to wrap it up all next week.
No.
So coming up on this season. And then I think we need like some kind of reunion and some kind of like transfer of power to the new Bachelorette.
Yeah.
I think maybe we'll get the intros at that point. Like if there's some of the overlap of guys that they could film like segments with them or already have stuff. But then they'd be talking about Claire, right? In those packages. Mm-hmm. So it's really strange to me to just be like, okay, Bachelorettes are interchangeable and this group of guys can work for Tayshia, but I guess we'll see. It still strikes me as like super unfair, like if it's just like the remaining guys, and like what if Claire got rid of somebody that would have been perfect for Tayshia?
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't totally love.
Mm-hmm. She's not getting the full experience of if they don't bring any more people in. But maybe, you know, like, how many guys did they start out with on Labor of Love? Like, because we talked about, like, she seemed to, like, have more of a chance to actually get to know everybody on that show.
That's true.
Smaller. So maybe it is better. But also, you know, like, Claire wasn't really making, like, the best decisions. If she already thinks, like, it's definitely Dale, then maybe she's just like, oh, this guy was kind of nice. I'm just going to keep around. Like, I'm not attracted to him or something, but, like, he's fun or, you know, something like that. She might not be like, this guy is, like, a really good candidate for me, or I don't know.
Well, like, she might have been people. Like, I'm gonna just send home people because, like, I don't care. Like, I know
it's just sort of random.
Might have sent home some great guys, like,
right.
Canada Mike might have been really fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even like AJ was really awkward, but he seemed really like kind of fun. Like he was making like fun commentary, kind of reminded me of Tanner a little bit, like just sort of narrating and. Yeah, so it's strange. Like, I hope some of these guys get another. I think they were all extended an invite, from what I understand. But I don't know that they would want to come back? Would you want to, like, because they'd have to re-quarantine. And, like, yep. that has to make it so much harder to be sent home after, like, you've already been there for 2 weeks or so doing nothing. And then you're like, oh, I got this much of time on the show. We don't even have any airtime together because we didn't speak. So, yeah, that has to suck. But I'm excited it's back. How are you feeling? Are you more excited to see, like, how Claire's wraps up or just move on to Tayshia?
I'm just really happy it's back. I thought last night's episode was pretty good. I was pretty hooked. I'm really excited to see where it goes. What happens with Claire's seat, like with Claire as the Bachelorette. Probably because I've got so little going on right now, but I'm having a great time. I'm so excited to, like, talk to you every week again. Like, although we haven't had that much time away from each other.
Well, you had, like, a wedding, a honeymoon to deal with.
Oh, yeah. Mini moon,
look like, right? Like, you got to get away a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. That's nice. We had a nice time.
And I'm excited to see how they do the dates. Like, from the previews, it's like they had brought a Ferris wheel in there. Like, I'm impressed at, like, some of the things they were able to do to make it look like, hey, they're going different places. So, look like there's one of those, like, typical, like, sports, like, gym dates. Like, this resort really has it all.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah,
I'm excited. Would you vacation to La Quinta after this?
I'd probably be at, like, La Quinta, the like budget roadside. Motel. Yeah. I've been to a few of those. They're dog friendly, and I'm familiar with them from past road trips. If I could get, you know, comp to go there, it looked gorgeous. Like those little villas that they get to stay in.
Yeah, I love that. I love a villa. Mm-hmm. Big fan of villas.
Yes. Yeah, it looked like a huge property. So. And they have it all for themselves, which is crazy. So, yeah, I'm excited to see it play out. It was great being back talking with you. And Haley, where can people find you? I've been enjoying listening to, I'm a little behind on it, but Great British Bake Off is another podcast you have going on right now.
Yeah, we've been, if you're a fan of the Great British Bake Off or Great British Baking Show, we are covering that here on the Wrap Up Network. So if you're subscribed to the Wrap Up feed, it should pop up. If you are not, you can subscribe. I believe it's the Top Chef feed that it's coming out in. So you can subscribe to that.
If you do wrap ups, I think it's still wrap ups, and then you get this podcast and that one. How do you deal with my problem when watching that show is then I get so hungry and I get really upset that, like, I remember there's one season where I'm like, I need Black Forest cake. Like, I just needed, like, whatever they were, like, something that I saw. And so it's like, I need to, like, have, like, prep coming in. Like, I need to be stocked in my fridge or something.
That is a tough part because I'm not a particularly good baker.
Yeah. I'm not, like, I can do a cake mix or something, but.
Great at cake mix, terrible at cakes.
Yeah. This is a good season, it seems like. So
yeah, I'm having a great time. For Americans, you can watch it on Netflix. Canadians, DM me if you want to know.
Oh, you can't watch it? Oh,
I can watch.
You can, but, yeah.
I can find a way.
Oh my gosh. What's up, Canadian Netflix? Like, oh my gosh.
Well, I think
you guys are more tied to Britain than us.
I know. I think it's because CBC, like, gets it the next year or something like that.
Okay. Yep. What else are you up to?
Yeah, Twitter and Instagram at @hstrong_. And you can check out my blog, strongtakes.ca.
Nice. And you can find me on Twitter at @RHIPRecapper. Talk to you guys next week.
Bye.